Sharp differences over immigration have brought thousands of people to the streets in Germany. 18,000 demonstrators were on the streets yesterday in Dresden, protesting what they call the Islamization of Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel had asked people to stay away. She accused protest leaders of harboring prejudice, coldness, even hatred in their hearts. Rally organizers claim that they face political repression. They say they're calling attention to the fact that Germany takes in more refugees and asylum seekers than any other country in Europe, and that the country lacks a meaningful immigration policy. Malte Lemming is an editor of the German daily Der Tagesspiegel. Malte, describe what prompted these rallies now and the reaction to them.
It's hard to tell. I mean, just last year, I think there was an influx of about 200,000 asylum seekers. This is quite a huge number for a country like Germany. So it's much more, four times the total for 2012, for example. But I think 200,000 asylum seekers per year is not a record number. We had, during the Balkan Wars, many, many more people coming to us. I think it's more that people are afraid of changes than they experience changes. 25 years ago, after the wall came down, places were burned down. So we don't have things like this happening again.
So the members of this group, Pegida, the Patriotic Europeans Against the Islamization of the West, a fairly new group just formed last October. When they protest, and you think they're protesting because they're afraid, what do you believe they're afraid of?
That's very hard to tell because they don't talk to the media. For them, it's the lying press.
You're convinced, from your own perspective, that it's an anti-Islam movement, an anti-immigration movement, despite what members of the group say?
It is a mixture of anti-refugee, anti-foreigners, racist, anti-establishment. So this is the mainstream press they are now talking to. Anti-establishment, anti-elite. So it's a mixture of a whole kind of sentiment that makes it so hard to argue with or to discuss with. I mean, for example, they had even banners, Putin to the rescue, meaning Vladimir Putin, please come to rescue us. So the mixture of all these weird, sometimes strange sentiments they have is very, very hard to tell what is exactly the basis of this. I mean, the basis clearly seems to be anti-Islam, anti-foreigner sentiment.
So there are other things that are happening in these cities where the anti-Pegida people are coming and demonstrating, and that is a very visual expression saying no to intolerance. Talk about what these various companies and what municipalities are doing in terms of turning off the lights in these very visible areas.
That was very interesting. It was the Bishop of Cologne said, we will shut down the lights of the dome in Cologne, which is the symbol of the city. And the Senate of Berlin decided to shut down the lights of the Brandenburg Gate, which is the symbol of Berlin, because that's where the Pegida demonstration were supposed to start. What turned out is that the anti-Pegida demonstrations were much, much more. So like tens of thousands of people showed up in the dark. and the Pegida demonstration, there were just a few hundreds there. The business community, and I would say all except one parties that are represented in the parliament, were all united together with the Christian, the Jewish, and the Islamic churches against the Pegida movement. So what we're seeing is not just tens of thousands of people showing up in the cities, but I would say the society as such is showing its resilience to fight these Pegida.
There are many people who say, look, that we may not agree with what Pegida stands for, we may not be anti-immigration, but there are issues here that are not being talked about, that should be talked about in terms of how we handle an influx of immigrants wherever they might come from, Syria, any Islamic nation. What do you say to that?
Yes, I mean, there clearly is a need to talk about a lot of problems that are related to the influx of asylum seekers, to refugees, and to immigrants. These are very different kind of groups. We have to talk about to them in very, very different kind of terms. The problem right now is as long as these Pegida people are on the street demanding that you should do something against these influx of immigrants, the political establishment feels like if they now talk about this, they submit themselves to these Pegida people. many of them acknowledged the need to talk about all the problems that are related to immigrants and asylum seekers and so on and so on, but they don't want to give the impression that they do it under pressure of the Pegida.
Thank you very much, Malte Lemming, opinion page editor of the German daily Der Tagesspiegel. Thank you again.
Thank you, Lisa, very much.